couple of comments, you're more than welcome to. Maybe a coach will do that.
Come on over, Terry. Terry, come
Terry, on in. Do you like to say anything, or would you like your coach to say something?
Thank you.
As you just said, I would like to say the same thing. Thank you. This young lady has worked very hard to get where she's at this time in her life. This past summer was a great summer for her. She had the opportunity to go to a lot of different places. She went to New Mexico to compete in a Midwest National Championship, and she won the triple jump there and placed in the long jump. Then she went to the Junior Olympics in Cali, Colombia, South America. She placed 14th in that meet, but it was a great introduction for her to see how our nation competes against other nations in the world. And then she came back and participated in the junior nationals in Norfolk, and she won both the long jump and the triple jump. So she's had a tremendous summer. Thank you.
And if I could have Diane Simonson and her family come, and Joe, you could join. Just wanted to give a little plaque of one of our Board of Review members who has resigned, as Diane Simonism, who of course is Joel's better half. And as County Chief County Assessment Office Board of Review from 1977 to 2015, in appreciation of 38 years of committed and dedicated service to the citizens of Mass County, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza. Being on a Board of Review is not easy, because a lot of times when people protest their taxes, you understand people sometimes are not in the best of moods. And I think you've done a superb job there. You need to have a little recognition. I'm going to give you this plaque, and then I'm going to put you online because I want you to introduce your family. Okay? But congratulations. Get a picture. Do you want to do it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman Dunston and County Board, for that honor. I was very surprised when they told me I was supposed to be here tonight. Didn't expect it. All I did was show up to work every day for 38 years. That young lady did a phenomenal feat, and I get this same plaque, so thank you. You all know Joe. This is our daughter, Vicki, her daughter, Nicole, her husband, Tom, my daughter-in-law, Kim Simonson, and my son, Mike. And the only person missing is our grandson, Brett, Nicole's brother, who's working his way through college. Otherwise, it'd be a whole family here tonight. It's been an honor and a privilege to work for the county for 38 years. I'm not ready for this. My last day of work was kind of sad. And kind of happy.
You have to move in with Joe.
We've been there 47 years together, so we've met. But it's a different lifestyle. One of the things we just did was go to Colorado to watch, that was hard, to watch our daughter run up Pikes Peak. The hard part was we couldn't see her running, so I didn't know where she was. And Joe and I he kept saying, she's fine, she's fine. But I didn't know where my child was, and even though she's an adult. But when we got home, we got home at 12:30 at night, and they had to go to work. I didn't. So that was one of the good things. That was the first day I really realized I was retired. And I'm proud of my whole family and everything they've accomplished. And I'm very proud and thankful that the county gave me the privilege to work for 38 years. Thank you.
Anything under correspondence?
Chairman, you have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a joint agreement. There's a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding payment to the East-West Gateway Council. A letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding funds for a contract. We have the monthly reports of the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder. We have the monthly jail population report of the sheriff, and the monthly investment report of the treasurer.
And we have some appointments to do.
Yes, sir. Cahokia Creek Drainage and Levee District, Kyle Brazzi is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Canteen Creek Drainage District, Jim Trucano is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Shoto Island Drainage and Levee District, Billy Michael Dillard is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Shoto, Namioke, and Venice Drainage and Levee District, Troy Glendenning is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. County Ditch Drainage and Levee District, Kurt Johnson is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Holiday Shores Fire Protection District, Larry Busman is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Gerald Stallhut, who has resigned. Madison County Housing Authority, Wilbert Glasper is recommended for reappointment to a new four-year term. Madison County Board of Review, Susan Rollins is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Diane Simonison, who has retired.
I will entertain a motion to approve those appointments. So we have a motion. I didn't catch the motion. Who made the motion?
So moved.
Art, second?
Second.
On a question? All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else?
No, sir.
Buildings and Facility Management Committee, Judiciary Committee, Finance Government Operations Committee, Mr. Asadorian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. We have a resolution to award a professional services contract for architectural services for the renovation of the Madison County Jail, and I move for its passage.
We have a motion. Has a second on the question. Mr. McRae?
Yeah, I just so there's no misunderstanding, I just had a couple of, I guess, clarifying questions. So tonight, the vote we're taking is to approve the architectural services for the renovation of the jail, correct?
Yes.
It's about $800,000, roughly. Mm-hmm. So, and then the first phase of that is roughly what, $3 to $4 million, and that's
Mr.
estimated.
Chairman, if I may, yes, the project has been broken into two phases. The first phase will address the overall facility deficiencies. The second phase would address the cell block deterioration and infrastructure and all that. And the first phase with the architectural work is estimated at about $4 million.
Yeah, and that and the first phase is the plumbing and the electrical, right? The sprinkler system.
Yes.
Yeah, because I mean I've toured the jail twice, and I don't want to spend the money any more than anybody else does, but I think my observation in touring that and in talking with you know contractors and engineers and people familiar with the jail was. There are obvious deficiencies, and I felt especially with the plumbing and some of the electrical things, you could see obvious things that needed attention that had been attended to over the years. And so I think the first phase is pretty much, I mean, it's a lot of money, but it's kind of a no, you know, I think it's something we have to do. And the second phase is going to be the cell block renovations, right?
Yes.
So that will be bid separately, right, in approximately 2 years from now, or?
We have the money available for the first phase. The second part would depend on when the funding became available. So, potentially it probably would be split up in two phases.
Yeah, so we know we have the money for the first phase, And the second phase is going to be scrutinized. And we're engineering for all of that. That makes sense to me. And when I built my house, I put I roughed in plumbing for a bathroom in the basement, even though I may never use it, because it cost me $50 to do it. Then it would cost me $5,000 to do it later. So we're engineering for the whole project. But the second phase may or may not, right, come to fruition. It probably will, but I mean,
And you're correct. And even if it does, it has to go through, you know, even the first phase has to go through committee again.
Yeah.
So this is not a done deal. This goes to the architect. The architect does his studies. They still have to work through the buildings committee, and this is going to come up to the board. Every time you do a phase, it will come up to this board for a vote. So even that first phase will come up for a vote.
Yeah.
And then when we get into cell blocks, it will come up to a vote. So, you know, and if you remember how we were setting this up, if we would have done the whole project, we were going to put in $1.5 million a year for the bonds. But we're still putting that $1.5 million a year into this project. It's just going to be done piecemeal. It's going to take longer time to do it. I don't know if we'll ever be able to do the whole project. You know, all the new additions have been taken off this completely. So all we're doing now is trying to do the what we addressed as deficiencies, and we do know that the cell blocks need a little work too, but that's even something we have to put down the line maybe 2 or 3 years.
Thank you. And, you know, I don't want to spend the money any more than anybody else does, but it is a dramatically scaled-back project from
it is
2 years ago, and it's all money that we have or anticipate having. We're not borrowing a dime, right?
That is correct.
And so... that's why I feel comfortable supporting the project. But and
thank you.
I respect those that
may
have opposing views.
I would just like to say this. The last time a lot of people heard from me was in the Buildings and Facilities Committee, and I had a lot of questions, and I ended up voting no in there because I didn't feel I had enough information. Kurt Geshewin and Joe Parente, I requested the information from them. They got it to me. I spoke with Joe, and then he sent me the information in writing that I requested. And I feel like that I got the information that I needed to have to support the project. Tom pretty much said everything that I was also feeling. I'm happy that the project scaled back. I'm happy that that we're paying for it without borrowing. I'm happy at this time to support the project myself.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Oh, I'm sorry, Judy, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just was going to say I appreciate the many people that gathered signatures to oppose the $18.8 million plus 20 years of interest on the jail renovation. I am of the opinion this was an example of real democracy. Today's proposal is of a different nature. After touring the jail, it is obvious renovation is a necessity. I am voting yes, but I ask we keep within the budget with possible reduction. I do feel if renovation does not begin within a certain time period, the cost may be greater.
So. Okay. Any other questions? Roll call.
Thank you.
Roll call.
I did have my hand raised.
I'm sorry. Ms. Hawkins, and I'll call roll call. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm happy to hear that we do and will have the money for all these parts of fixing the jail. As I said, when it came up 2 years ago, I wouldn't want any member of my family there with the condition as it is now. Thank
okay.
you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Roll call. Okay. That's fine. Nick, can you get it?
The confirm button, Nick?
You got to vote first.
That's the third time.
You got to vote first.
Art, can you help him?
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr.
No further business,
Mr. Chairman. Executive Committee, Mr. Minner, if you want to bring, I've been asked for you to bring in the elected official salary separate.
Yes.
Number two. If you want to bring in both C and D, or bring in two separately.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the executive committee met last week. We have a resolution authorizing labor agreement with Police Benevolent Labor Committee. And you want to bring in three also?
Yes.
Resolution establishing, oh boy. I've been sick, you know. Compensation for Madison County board members, and I move for your approval.
Go ahead and bring in D also. Go ahead and bring all D.
Okay. The Finance and Government Operations Committee has summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation 2015 vector grant, resolution authorizing settlement for the self-funded liability program file number 12-43-008. This is signed by all members of the Finance Committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Chairman.
Second. On the question. Yes.
I just have a clarification on C3, on the compensation for Madison County board members. That's a freeze, right, through 2020,
that is correct.
Right?
So, that is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call. Mr. Madison? Mr. Madison? Confirm? Motion carried. Go ahead and bring in number two, please. Jack, Mr. Minner, bring in number two now, please.
I thought I was done. Number two. A resolution establishing salaries for Madison County elected office holders to be elected in November 2016. Move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? I got a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Just wanted to mention, too, also with the negotiations that we did with the Sheriff's Department, I want to commend them on their professionalism in the negotiating process. I think they worked with us very well, knowing that we have to tighten our belts and everything. I think it was a good contract all the way around. I want to give credit to the people that for our Sheriff's Department for what they did in this contract, and I think it's a win-win situation, so I just want to make that as a comment. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
No, that's all, sir.
Okay.
Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has one ordinance for your consideration this evening, an ordinance amending ordinance number 97-06 to add territory in Pontoon Beach to the Gateway Commerce Center Enterprise Zone. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Yes, Lisa.
Yes. Can you tell me how much land is going to be added to the Enterprise Zone? And into in addition, there is an area 9 and 3, 11 and 12 zones. They seem very far away from the core piece, and I question those areas.
Okay. Do you know exactly how many acres?
Is John Herzog here? Up there?
Yeah.
Do you have the answers, John?
Does that answer your question?
Somewhat, okay. Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Hawkins?
Yes. I realize that quite a bit of this is in my county board district. And as you know, we have a lot of problems. It is in the middle of the American Bottoms. My vote will be no for various reasons. I never cared for TIF or enterprise zones because what it does. Now, I realize it creates jobs on one hand, but problems on the other. Thank you.
Deb got what I was saying. I just wanted to note it that on C2, I did vote no. You knew what I was saying.
Okay.
I pushed the wrong button.
Okay, thank you. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, thank you.
Lost my place here. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We'll do that. Thank you. Judiciary Committee, Finance, Government Operations Committee, Mr. Brazier.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I have two resolutions. First resolution is a resolution to purchase a 3-year software maintenance agreement for the Clericus Magnus Integrated Justice Information System for the Madison County State's Attorney's Office. The second one is a resolution revising the custody exchange grant agreement with the Children First Foundation, and I move further passage.
Second.
Yeah, motion and second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else? Okay. Personnel and Labor Relations Committee, Ms. Roosevelt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have four resolutions this evening for your approval. First one is a resolution authorizing continuation of the self-funded health benefits program and the health savings account program. The second one is a resolution authorizing Madison County to contract with a third party for flexible spending account claims administration. The third one is a resolution authorizing continuation of Compass Professional Health Services. And the fourth one is a resolution authorizing the continuation of an employee assistance program, and I ask for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Roosevelt? Okay. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher, if you want to bring in both I and J.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. The zoning resolutions, a resolution to refund zoning map amendment application for fee for James and Tanya Baker. Resolution text amendment to the Madison County Zoning Ordinance create a special use for reception venues within agricultural districts, and this resolution was amended by the P&D committee so that the hours of operation may be a condition of a special use permit. And finally, resolution authorizing the Green Schools program funding for 2015. I so move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has three resolutions for your approval this evening. The first being an agreement funding resolution on Seminary Road Bridge Project. Number two is an agreement resolution upgrading existing railroad crossing at Bethany Lane. And number three is report of bids and contracts for rural local agencies traffic signal upgrade program. Been signed by all members with the committee, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Tom? Okay, motion carried. Oh, sorry, Mr. Brazier, yes. Speak to the mic. I can't hardly hear you.
The Department of Transport, or the Madison County Highway Department, they said the agreement for the upgrade of the railroad crossing. Why is the county doing that, not the railroad?
You want to answer that, Mark?
I can answer that question. Right now, we have no funding in this. This is an agreement that we have reviewed the plan since Bethany Lane is our road, and they are making some improvements to Bethany Lane, and then we will take over maintenance of those improvements on Bethany Lane, the bridge, the roadway part of it. So we have to enter into the agreement to maintain what they're building as far as the roadway. So we have no money that we're contributing. The railroad and the state are contributing that money.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Good. Okay, thank you. Under new business, Mr. Walters.
Yeah, I just I hope Sheriff Lakin is still here. Last night at our house, we had a little problem, and my wife called the police, and he was there in about 45 seconds. And just the situation, the way he handled it was incredible. He was able to – we had a gentleman in our house that was probably intoxicated. And
It wasn't you, was it? It
was not me.
Okay.
He thought I was at somebody else's house, although mine's a two-story and his friend's is a ranch, so we couldn't figure out how he messed that up. But Deputy Saffel came up and just most professional, took care of the situation, and then was kind enough to come back at the end and kind of explain what was going on, because at the time we didn't know if the guy was trying to break into the house. Was he looking around? Was he trying to scope out the house and come back later? Just found out it was a guy that had had a really bad couple of days. So, but Sheriff, he did a wonderful job, so if you could give him my compliments. I was very, very happy with the way he handled things. So, very good.
Thank you, Mr. Walters.
And I have one more thing. The young lady that just got the award has to be a phenomenal athlete, because I know the coach, and I will give him – I'd love to give him a hard time, but he's was the referee for the St. Mary's Basketball League. I was a coach under him for 5 years, and I will say he and his partner are the best two referees I've ever seen, and that includes me being a coach that gets a – may surprise you, I get a little excited during a game and may stand up and express my disbelief with what the calls were, but he's a phenomenal man, does a great job, and that girl's lucky to have him as a coach.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Kuhn.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that the St. Paul Kirkenfest is this weekend in Highland. It's the 22nd and 23rd, and it really is a good time with some of the best bands and music and food in the area, St. Louis area.
Thank you. And before I go any farther, I should mention this. Our new Board of Review member is here, Susan Rollins. Would you stand up and be recognized? And I apologize for not recognizing you earlier.
So, Mr. Chairman?
Hold on. I'm getting everybody call me. Mr. Madison.
I'm sorry, we can't hear up here.
C2.
Speaking of mic.
Can we all hear what's being said?
C2, I meant to, I misvoted. I made a mistake. On C2, I meant to vote no. C3, I meant to vote yes. And on the, I believe it was D, the Sheriff's Department raises, it was a yes vote.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Goggin.
Mr. Chairman, I noticed last Friday that the complete agenda for this meeting was posted online, including all the resolutions. That I just appreciate the increase in transparency.
Good.
Any work that anyone had to put in extra to make that happen early, I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. And I thought somebody else wanted. Mr. Dodd.
Yeah, I don't have anything new, just a couple of comments. First of all, I'd like to thank the board members on this Children's First Foundation. I have a family member that's been dealing with these people for about 3 months. And these people are very professional, but they don't have any damn money to help people out that's got a problem. So I would really like to thank the board for giving them a little bit more money. Second of all, I want to applaud all of my fellow board members for finally getting together and passing a thing that could have cost us millions of dollars in this jail construction. Because nobody likes to spend money, but when somebody gets hurt, electrocuted, or something in that jail, the money we're spending will be minute to the money in a lawsuit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
We got a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? On the question, all in favor, please sign aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it.
American Legion Post 354 has a fish fry in Alton at 300 East Elm.